Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August 28th, 2026. Last Friday in the month of August, can you believe that? 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Where does the time go, as they say? You know, earlier, maybe it was just yesterday, I was talking about, I have a pen. There are two pens that we keep here on the desk. And I have a pen that I really like to use. And for some reason, that pen was gone yesterday. Now, I did end up finding that pen. It was, somebody had put it in a cup that we have a lot of pens in here in the studio. And so I know it was on the desk yesterday when I left. And now the pen is gone again. That particular pen is gone again. So I'm wondering, did Linda cop that pen yesterday? Linda Sims, who was in here doing Voice of a People. I can't imagine Linda would take the pen on purpose, but I cannot find that pen. I don't see it on the floor anywhere. I don't see it. I do not see it anywhere in the studio. I don't know where that pen went. Now, why do people keep taking the same pen? There is nothing particularly special about this pen, except that I like to use it, but that's the pen they always take. And we have another pen laying on the desk nobody ever takes this pen, and nobody ever picks up this pen. So I'm not really sure. They both write. It's kind of strange. Well, phone lines are open here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, feel free to give us a buzz. Have you ever had somebody who just kept taking an item that was popular for some reason? It's very, very strange how that keeps turning up missing. Go ahead, caller.
Have you checked the waste paper basket for the pen? Because that never gets taken out.
Oh, no. So, Bob, we take the trash out once a week here. Every Wednesday night.
Whether it needs it or not.
Whether it needs it or not. Every Wednesday night, the trash goes out.
Well, just call to say hello and wish you an early Labor Day.
How are you doing, Bob?
You haven't asked about Labor Day plans yet.
No. What are you planning for Labor Day?
Maybe a cookout.
Cookouts are always fun. You know, we're getting to that point where I will tell, I only get to do it two or three times a year during the cookout holidays where I get to tell the grill story. So, you know, maybe that'll come up next week.
Have you returned that grill that you borrowed yet?
Well, first of all, I don't know that there is a possibility to return it at this point because,
okay. Yeah.
Well, who knows? I don't know. I don't hold a grudge against that person. Like I've always said, I would give it to them if they showed up tomorrow. But, you know, years have passed now.
Yeah, it's like an overdue tape at Blockbuster.
Now, there's a reference from years past. How do you feel about all the legendary people dying this week? Dolly Parton and Tim Curry.
Well, Tim Curry, I was saddened by that one. He was always an underrated actor, but he deserved much better than he earned. So, and your Dolly Parton, that's a big loss.
Do you think he was underrated? I don't know. I mean, he had a lot of very good roles. I think
he did, but I think, you know, Rocky might have hated him, you know, and he never got the Oscars that he might have otherwise deserved.
Well, I don't know if he was an Oscar caliber actor. Maybe he was, but I think there are so many movies that he is in. Now, maybe not always the star, but there are so many movies that he is in that people watch. You know, of course, Rocky Horror, but he's really not the star of that movie. Susan Sarandon is, and
that's a close call.
Well, I mean, he's got what? How much is he actually in that movie?
Probably about 60%, maybe 70% of the movie.
Really? See, I've never seen the movie. I've seen parts of the movie, but I've...
We have to kidnap you and bring you down to Klamath one time and for a midnight showing.
Well, I know that's become the thing with that. It wasn't a popular movie when it was released, but it shows on college campuses and, you know, midnight showings. So there's that movie. And then Clue, which was not big at the box office. He is the star of that. That has become a cult favorite that people watch all over the place. People forget he was in the Carol Burnett movie version of Annie.
Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, Hunt for Red October. Home Alone 2, he plays the desk clerk at the Palace Hotel. I mean, it's not a huge part, but that was a big, big successful movie. And
that movie was ruined by the elevator scene.
The elevator scene.
There's an infamous
okay, yes. Well, I said the other night when Tim Curry died, because I'm not a fan of Rocky Horror, but I said Home Alone 2 is a better movie than Home Alone 1 for me because of Tim Curry. I thought him playing this evil desk clerk at the Plaza Hotel, who's trying to prove that little Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin, is really not there with his parents. I thought he brought a lot to that movie.
He did. He always brought a lot to every movie. So,
right, but
his loss is going to be warned.
But I think Clue.
He also made some music videos too.
He did, but you know, the stuff he ended up doing later in his career, honestly, was not great. You know, he had that run with Clue and Rocky Horror and Home Alone 2, but really after Home Alone 2, if you watch the movies that he did, and he also did a couple television series, they were not really good at all. Unfortunately, they just weren't. Yeah. And then he suffered that stroke a long time ago, 12 or 13 years ago, which totally took him out of acting, obviously.
Speaking of which, I sent a note to the Buckeye guy, wishing him well. And maybe that's what people can do. You know, they should all maybe send notes to you so you could put them on the Buckeye guy.
Yes, if anybody sends me anything, I will send it on to Buckeye Guy. Like I say, I just talked to it. It's come to be kind of an interesting relationship. We did not talk all that often, but we talked the other night after the interview. And like I said, I don't know if you heard the first hour, but when I came in this morning, he was on the answering machine. So I called him this morning, and we did talk. Not long, because the show was starting, but we did talk. I mean, he can communicate. I think what happened the other day on the air, I think he was emotional, which somebody brought up that they knew somebody who had had a stroke, who you know, that does happen right after. Because off the air, honestly, I mean, there's definitely some slowed up speech for him, but he's much more communicable when you talk to him off the air than what you heard on the air the other day.
Well, let's hope for a speedy recovery for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll take time, and I always talk to him about his therapy, and you know, I think he's... Like, when I called him this morning, I said, hey, Buckeye Guy, it's Scott from WGH, and he goes, WGH Radio, how you doing, man? You know, I mean, he can communicate.
Yep. There you go.
So, you know, I think it's what it is at this point. But strokes are a serious matter. I mean, what, 40 seconds? Every 40 seconds somebody has a stroke in America?
That person's having a bad run of luck, then.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? Now,
that's an old joke.
That's an old joke, but you know, the classics hold up. You know, it's there. Now, see, these would be great topics for top 10 list. Those went by the wayside. Those were good. We used to get two a week.
Used to, yeah. I think the top 10 list went on vacation. I don't know if it's coming back or not. We'll have to communicate with the top 10 list.
Well, what do you make of the outpouring with Dolly Parton?
Well, I think it's genuine. I think, you know, she had a long career. She was a very sincere person. And, you know, the kind of interview with her sister, you know, who was saying that what you saw is what you got with her. And I think that's the case. I mean, she was never one to talk really any political direction or anything. She kept her, you know, herself on those opinions. A little bit like you, maybe. But you know, she was talented. She was a singer, songwriter. I mean, she's one of the few people both in the Songwriter Hall of Fame, the Country Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not many people can cover it all those three bases.
Well, yes, and I think she was a personality that everybody liked. Nobody took her very seriously, and I don't think she took herself seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what people liked about her, and she didn't alienate anybody by giving a political opinion or coming down on one side or the other. And she did a lot with the literacy program, which people, how can you find anything wrong with that?
She was definitely one of those people who gave back. I mean, you know, literacy, I mean, the state of Tennessee, she did so much to help the people there during, you know, times of flood and tragedy and so forth. I mean, she took over Dollywood just because it was a failing park, you know, and that area of the state needed, you know, more business, more industry, and she took it over just to keep it going so that the people there would have something, you know, something to do. And she took a failing park and made it into a major attraction for that area of the state.
You know what's interesting, though, and you know, this sounds odd in a time in which somebody has passed away, but when that news hit Tuesday night, I thought it would be a bigger story than it was. Like, there have been stories on the death of somebody that kind of shocked me about how big they were. Like, I remember when Betty White died, who I believe she died on New Year's Eve. That was a gigantic story. I remember when Hulk Hogan died last year. I was shocked. The people who were talking about that, did you hear Hulk Hogan died? Did you hear Hulk Hogan died? I honestly did not hear a lot of that with Dolly Parton. And oddly enough, it really wasn't the water cooler talk. It wasn't, I don't know, it was strange in a way. I thought it would be bigger than what it was. It certainly wasn't like Michael Jackson. It wasn't like Hulk Hogan. It wasn't like Betty White. It something different. I don't know what that was.
I think that's a reflection of the changing news service. I don't think, you know, the quality of the news that we're getting today is equal to what we got back in Walter Cronkite's era. You know, I think they've trimmed back, and you know they're not as quick on stories as they are. And when they get them, they, you know, they'll run them for 3 or 4 days. I mean, you'll see the same news clip 3 or 4 days, you know, running as to, you know, what happened.
Well, you know what?
I saw you just on the internet. You know when Tim Curry died, I didn't see any public reaction, any news stories until like 48 hours later.
Well, you know what's interesting as well about Dolly Parton that I think is fascinating, and people won't like this, and again, I'm not trying to trash anybody after they're gone, but if you really look at Dolly Parton's career, her songs were not number one songs, and her movies, although they've become kind of cult favorites, 9 to 5 was not a gigantic movie, and she was not the star of 9 to 5. It was kind of a three-way deal with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. When she did other movies, they were not successful. She kept trying again to duplicate that. She ended up doing a couple of those TV movies, like I think in recent years, the Christmas movies, they did okay. But can you think of a Dolly Parton song, honestly, off the top of your head, that was a number one song? By her. Sung by her and performed.
I'd have to go back and look that up. I do not know the answer to that. Islands in the Stream, maybe.
But that's with Kenny Rogers.
That was Kenny Rogers.
You know, she seemed to always, and her, you know, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston made that famous.
Yeah. I think with Dolly is that she never exerted her star power for herself. You mentioned, you know, doing, you know, the 9 to 5 with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda there. Likewise, in recording, you know, she did a couple, you know, albums, LPs, with Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris. You know, and you know, it was always a shared interaction, and not, you know, one star trying to outdo the other. You know, I think that's kind of sums up, you know, the way she took things. You know, she wasn't going to be the star. She wanted to be there, but it didn't have to be all about her.
No, but on the other hand, I think she was absolutely a personality. I mean, clearly she wore wigs. Clearly she had her chest done. I think she was one of the people who first admitted to that. She wore the makeup. You know, she made fun of that. She wore the sparkly dresses. She made fun of that. She, I think, really created the Dolly Parton character, which is why things like Dollywood worked, and I mean, obviously that was all about her. She named it after herself, but yet her music career and her television career and her television series, she had a variety show in the 80s that didn't work. I mean, that was off within a year, and I did not know until the other night.
That was when Variety was dying.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know till the other night. Apparently, in the mid-90s, CBS contacted her about doing a sitcom. I think it was supposed to be something like Heavens to Betsy was the name of it, and they did film 6 episodes, but it was so bad they never even put it on. You know, so I think that was her. Now, I think the older she got, much like with Betty White, it almost was, you know, they're still out there performing. We've known them for a long time. But Betty White was never the everything Betty White did in which she was the star did not work. But the stuff she did where she was a player, like Mary Tyler Moore or Golden Girls, that did work.
Yep. So there were two Betty White shows, and they both failed.
Well, see, people are getting angry now that I'm talking about Dolly in this way. I'm getting a message from one of our listeners, you know, to shut up about Dolly.
Go back to that flock business.
Yeah, back to listen, I like Dolly, but I just think, I mean, is there a movie or a signature song or anything? I mean, 9 to 5 is 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago at this point. In the last 45 years, did she have a gigantically popular song or a gigantically she did them. She did those movies and she did songs, but were any gigantically popular?
I don't think there was anything that was earth-moving like that in and of itself. I mean, she was always a force there to be reckoned with.
She was good on a talk show.
You know, I mean, you know, not that I know much about Spotify, but I understand that she just claimed the top 3 spots on Spotify for the first time.
Well, yeah, for the first time. See, there you go. And you have to die to get there. It's sad that that happens. But
either that or marry Taylor Swift, one or the other. I don't know.
Well, but also, that's true, too. But, you know, I kind of feel this way, and God forbid, because he's up there in age, too, Willie Nelson. I mean, Willie Nelson, the way he dresses, the way he looks, the fact that he's always stayed out there, people are going to associate him with that. But when's the last time Willie Nelson had a hit song? When, you know, Willie has been in movies. Give me a movie that he was the star of that was successful.
I can't.
Right. So I think there.
Is that a stranger, maybe? I don't know.
Well, and I think.
No, I mean, he doesn't have star movie power, you know, but.
No, I think these people are great at marketing, and I think they're consistent. They show up all the time, and they do their concerts, and they're there for a long time. But I think at the end of the day, honestly, I bet you Reba McEntire has more hit songs than Dolly Parton did. But yet, Dolly Parton was a character. You know, people did love her in that way.
You know, really, I mean, he's a lot like Dolly. I mean, he played has more songs that he wrote that were big hits for others than he wrote for himself. You know, he started the Farm Aid, you know, which I believe is still going on, you know, and, you know, giving back to the farmers of America and everything and helping them with through their financial crisis.
And Dolly did that with literacy?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Willie's out there giving back. I mean, of course, he also did some time for Uncle Sam on tax evasion, so.
Yeah, there was that. There was that. Yes, he did.
But what good singer, you know, doesn't always have a police record at some point.
Right. Well, and by the way, Johnny Cash was this way as well. Johnny Cash had a lot of successful songs, but it had been so long since he had had any, and it had been so long since he had had a successful television show or movie.
The record cut him. The record company cut him.
Right, right. Well, and honestly, Dolly, Dolly was 80s country. I mean, she wasn't exactly being played on the radio in the 90s, 2000s. It just wasn't happening. So, but a legendary person. But the outpouring not being as big as I thought it would be, and in the few stories you did read about it, I mean, in the papers, they really did focus more in on Dolly Parton and her literacy and Dollywood, much more than her actual artistic career.
Yeah, and really, you know, when you get down to it, I think if we're going to rename Lake Ontario to something, we should maybe Lake Dolly. Let's start calling it. Now, I think Canada would get on board with that as well. We could just call it Lake Dolly, you know, and wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? All right.
Hey, let's take a trip to Lake Dolly. Hey, we got to take a trip. You know, we got a plan to go to Christmastown sometime this fall.
Oh, that's right. Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah, it's not too late. It's not too early to start talking about Christmas. I mean, Halloween's already out there. Halloween's almost over, and start talking about Christmas now.
But by the way, just to be clear, I liked Dolly Parton. I thought she was a great guest on talk shows. I thought her movies were fun. Matter of fact, the other day when I heard that she had died, there's a movie from the early 90s she did called Straight Talk, where she plays a radio personality. I thought that was a great movie. Why that didn't work, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll have to look that one up. I didn't know about that one.
It's a good movie. Good movie.
All right. Hey. Now, you know, no one's attacking you about your love for Dolly. You know, I mean, we certainly
have to. Oh, no, they are. I'm getting it online here. I think, matter of fact, somebody tuned out this morning because of this Dolly conversation.
All right. Well, I probably made them turn it off the radio, I'm sure.
Hey.
Time to get rid of me.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Matt Morgan joins us live in the studio today. How's it going, Matt?
Pretty all right.
What's new?
Not much. I went to a football game yesterday. And
what game was that?
Patriots versus the
Browns. Oh, was that yesterday?
Yes.
How'd that go?
The Patriots got killed. It was like 30, it ended up being like, when we left it was like 33-13 or something. I don't remember, but I think it ended up being like 37 or something like that to 13.
Put the beating on them.
Yep, so Patriots got killed, but that's about what I wanted to see, so.
So you have any thoughts on Dolly Parton? We haven't talked to you since.
Or
Tim Curry.
I was actually looking at that, because Dolly Parton definitely had number one hits. Like
nine. Coat of Many Colors.
9 to 5.
Jolene.
I did skip Islands in the Stream because you brought up. You already mentioned because that one's not her. This is Kenny Rogers.
That was.
So you got Jolene. I Will Always Love You. Here You Come Again.
And I Will Always Love You. Was that number one for her?
Number one on the country chart twice during her career, and later became a historic 14-week pop number one for Whitney Houston.
Right, there you go.
But it was a hit number one for her.
On the country chart. I'm not about number one Billboard songs, because a lot of country singers do that. Were these number one Billboards, or were they just country number ones?
I mean, Jolene was number one on Billboard.
Jolene.
9 to 5 was number one on Billboard.
Absolutely.
Islands in the Stream, but that's the whole Kenny Rogers thing you mentioned. She has songs that aren't, like, overall number one, I guess, but, like,
okay, those are all in the 80s, right?
Like, she has a lot of songs that have, like, that held number one in, like, you know, multiple different Billboards.
So that's it? The three?
I don't know which three. I mean, if you go to, like, the country charts, I'm sure that the country charts have more, but, like, based on, like, the overall Billboard, yeah, she's got
three. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know, there's people like Dolly and Betty White and stuff, but they've never been, you know, a major star, you know, a major part. But they're can be more beloved than some stars that have a lot of top hits or a lot of great movies. Maybe they was even a star, but they're not as well known, not as beloved.
No.
The personality those two had, And like you say, she was great on talk shows. And I listened to her in an interview one time. And how often do you remember Dolly not dressed up?
That's right. That's right. And that's
she
what I'm saying.
She said that she loved her fans, and she thought for her fans, she should dress up
yes.
all times that, you know, she was, you know, in the media.
Well, that's right. And that's why I think people who never knew her take her very personally, take her very seriously.
You know, you can see stars that are in their PJs or something, and they're out in public and stuff. But paparazzi never took a picture of Dolly, you know, like that.
No, no, she always was entertaining, and that's what I'm saying. I think that's what it was with her. But if you, I think that's why the talk around the water cooler, if there's still such a thing, was not there with her, because I think when somebody like Michael Jackson died, people could cite Thriller, they could cite the Jackson 5, they could cite, unfortunately, the bad things that happened in his career, which Dolly did not have a lot of those. I think that with even Hulk Hogan, that's a very, I mean, that's the biggest star in wrestling history, and he had those things where you can cup your ear, and what you gonna do, brother, and he stayed there for a long time. People, he was number one in his field for a long time, and I think people could remember that. I think with Dolly Parton, it was hard for kids to really relate to her in a way.
Yeah, but here, this is what gets me with Michael Jackson. You know, there was, before his death and right up to his death, there was always talk about him and what, Never Never Land, and being a child molester and sleeping with children. But then, once he died, that was all forgot about.
Well, he was never convicted.
Well, he's never convicted, but it was always, you know, that's all they talked about for a long time, and you know, dang well, was, you know, you don't sleep with other people's children just because, you know.
I think if they could have got him, they would have got him. That was a big, high-profile trial.
And he was the one that started this playing with your junk while you're on stage. You know, isn't that good to be known? I mean, I just really, not that Michael Jackson didn't have some nice songs and stuff, but overall, I just couldn't stand him.
Well, and some people can't. Some people couldn't stand Elvis. And I think the way that he went out was hurt him for a long time.
Yeah, but Elvis didn't do the things that Michael Jackson's doing. I mean, I don't know, any time a star, but especially that aims their music or their comedy or whatever they're doing to children, and they're playing with their crotch. I mean,
well, I don't really remember a lot of that. I mean, he did that occasionally, but I don't remember that being a...
That was in every dang video that he recorded.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Go back and listen to some of his videos, or watch some of his videos. I mean, you know, to me, that's just sick, you know.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Now, one of our listeners this morning saying it's her philanthropy is what set her apart. I think probably. Probably. I mean, all the papers that I see in Ohio newspapers are from the literacy series that she did with Fran DeWine. Fran DeWine is almost in every picture you see with Dolly Parton. And I think that's true. And she also, she marketed items like cornbread and... I mean, you can walk down the grocery store aisle and see her face on Duncan Hines boxes. So she was very good at marketing Dolly Parton. You know, and I think that's probably why it was hard for her to play a character, because people always saw Dolly Parton.
Well, I think Dolly Parton was a bit of a character. I don't think Dolly Parton was, you know, I don't think that was her.
I don't know. We'll never know, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, her family might know, but I don't think anybody else will ever know. And somebody said something interesting, because we all found that she died from cancer, and she never disclosed that. And a psychiatrist was on a show, was it yesterday or day before, and said the reason he felt that some people don't disclose their illnesses when they're people like Dolly Parton is because they want to be remembered for their work, not for their illness. And when you disclose that you have an illness like that, that becomes the story. And that's true. Think about how many times somebody famous has announced they've got something. I mean, Michael J. Fox, for all he did, is known for Parkinson's. Muhammad Ali, for all he did, people will always throw Parkinson's in there. Ronald Reagan was president. Alzheimer's is always in the story. When you have something like that, it becomes the story.
It doesn't become the story. I think you had a right.
I think it
becomes
did.
Part of the story.
Yeah, no, I think it's the story.
If you're going to tell the story of somebody, you gotta, and you know, they're dead. I mean, you gotta mix in how they died. And if you died from, cancer, then I guess you gotta mix that in there.
No, it's in there now.
Reagan, I mean, he had Alzheimer's. You know, you gotta mix that into the story of Ronald Reagan.
If you were alive when he died, the story was long 10-year battle with Alzheimer's, couldn't be seen in the public. Letter he wrote to America when he announced he had Alzheimer's. People told the stories about when they would go and visit him and he wasn't all there. You know, they weren't quoting his accomplishments as president. Yes, you know them his movie career was all but forgotten. But the last thing you do, and with an illness like that, it is 9 times out of 10 the last thing that happens that's a major news story. That's what people, because the first line of your obituary usually is died from blah, blah, blah. And with cancer, they go, had a courageous blah, blah, blah with cancer.
I don't know, just part of it, I guess.
No, but I don't think Dolly Parton wanted to be known for that. I think she wanted to be known for her work and that she was still working. I mean, she knew what she had, but she certainly was not disclosing that. I mean, 2 days before she died, she or her press people, because she was canceling appearances, she was talking about just being worn down from taking care of her husband, and she had neglected some of her health issues, but she was still working, and she said she ain't dead yet and all that sort of thing. But we learn now she was actually in the cancer hospital for the last 5 days of her life.
Well, that's rough.
So I think she's right in that. I think if you don't want that to be a big part of your story, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. It's still being talked about.
And so you prove my point. And that was something she never wanted to be out there.
Well, sucks to suck, I guess.
Well, you've come in kind of negative today. Are you upset about the game yesterday?
No, I'm not a Patriots fan. I don't care.
But you left early.
Left the game early? Yeah, but it was 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. We didn't leave all that early.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on anything that's happened this week from the mayor's veto not getting overridden? To curbside recycling, obviously going away, but now we've learned that Rumkey is taking away the recycling that people take downtown. We've also got the DORA has become an issue.
I don't know. I mean, doesn't really surprise me that they didn't have enough to overturn the veto. I mean, I think that
lost votes.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that there should be some kind of compromise worked in there, but it seems that that's not happening.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. Maybe I better quit calling in. I called in so much. I heard that Dolly Parton did not know very long before she died that she had the cancer.
No, no, a short battle.
He dealt with it for, you know, a few years or a year or so, and you know, tried to keep it quiet and stuff. But, you know, I heard him say that she didn't, you know, it was...
I'm guessing she knew at least 6 months. I don't think it was that short a period. And she had been missing appearances for about the last year.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but like my dad, when he died of cancer, they finally, you know, figured out that he had cancer 2 weeks before he died. And he went to the hospital, you know, and, you know, did the checkups and did the things and stuff, but they was just concentrating it on his heart because, you know, he didn't have no energy and couldn't breathe. But, yeah. It was lymphoma, and it got into his heart. And
now, what year would this have been?
It got into his lungs. Oh, this 12 years ago, maybe. But 2 weeks before he died, he went to OSU for some type of test, and then that was when he... They said he had cancer, and he never came home. 2 weeks later, he's dead.
Well, but I'm guessing Dolly Parton, not feeling well for the last year, probably had access to the best medical teams and so on and so forth.
Well, Dad had good doctors, too. I mean...
Were they Marion doctors?
You know, he hadn't felt very good for the last 2 or 3 years, and...
What hospital kept overlooking this?
It was doctors here in Marion, Marion General Hospital. He went different places, and they had tests done, but they always thought it was his heart. And he went down to OSU, and that's when they told him there that he had cancer.
Why do you think OSU knew and the Marion doctors didn't?
God, I don't know. And, you know, he had it for a long time. It was eating him all up. It got into his lungs and stuff. And he couldn't breathe and didn't have no energy for, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Well, there you go.
Yep, so just point I wanted to make. I heard she didn't know too long before she died.
Well, and look at what we're talking about. This is, I think, the point of why she didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
I know she didn't want to come out, people feeling sorry for her before she even died.
Well, with the psychiatrist, I think it becomes such a big part of, people love to talk about illnesses. I've had people say, well, what type of cancer did she have? Which she hasn't released. Now, the woman's gone. What difference does it make? But that's what people love to focus in on.
Yeah, but when you love somebody, you know, or like a star or something like that, you are interested in what type of cancer.
Exactly. You got it. And I think that's what she did not want that to be the story.
Yeah,
she did not want people
talking about.
Right. She wanted people to talk about her and that she was going to come back and everything was going to be fine.
Yep. Sad when she died.
Yep. Thanks. Yep. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we are a society that much more concentrates on the bad than the good.
I suppose.
Always have been. But there's that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's not a whole lot to say about good things, I guess.
Well, I think there is about an artist who has a 50-year career, and I think that's what you want to hear.
I mean, I could tell you, like, what songs of hers I'd like, but, like, I really don't know anything about Dolly Parton. She had Dolly World, never went, never cared to go. I know she has the literacy thing. That's always good, I guess. I like, you know, philanthropy. That's always nice. But, yeah. I mean, I think generally if you ask someone, like, if you were to ask somebody about Dolly Parton, like, I feel like you would just kind of, like, 9 out of 10 times get a, yeah, she was pretty good. And that's it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was surprised because of her longevity, that there wasn't more of a story that came of it. Because certain people do have that story. And it just, I haven't seen a whole lot. I mean, I've seen occasional stories, and most newspapers ran it. I mean, obviously it is a story, but it wasn't like other people. But she was a beloved person, clearly, because people take her very personally, which I think, you know, she came from very humble beginnings. I think that's part of it. And I think the fact that she was an entertainer for so many years that people did like to see. She always was able to pack the concerts when she went and performed. And I think people like that.
Well, that's always good. Packing concerts is always a positive.
She was very consistent. Very consistent. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So, flock cameras stay.
Well, I mean, it's either that or they do some kind of compromise, and if
they... Well, I think compromise is over at this point.
All right, well, if they're not going to compromise, then I guess the flock cameras are staying. Seems to me those are your options. You either compromise or the flock cameras are staying as is.
Well, I think there is going to be some kind of a compromise, because at the end of the meeting, it was going back to legislations and codes.
You just said
go ahead,
what it's going to be.
No, oh, be a bit, but not to get rid of them. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott.
Yes.
Just real quick. I looked up Straight Talk in the Leonard Maltin guide to movies, certainly one of the most respected guides out there. And Straight Talk only got 1.5 stars in his book.
Yeah, there you go. And that was a widely released movie in the early 90s. It's not a bad movie. You can watch it on YouTube. And,
if you can find it, I suppose,
And of course, she sang the title theme, which she did with a lot of her films. But that's what I'm saying. By the 90s, she just, for whatever reason, she was still Dolly Parton, and people still remembered her for what she had done. But she certainly was not... There was a whole new group that had come in, like Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire, and that whole era that pushed that Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Johnny Cash group kind of to the side.
Do you have any regrets not ever interviewing her?
You know, that's a funny thing, because I don't think I ever tried to interview Dolly Parton.
Snooze, you lose.
It was one of those things, I think, where I mean, she was entertaining, I guess, but she was never in the front of my mind, as some people are, for whatever reason. I don't know. She was entertaining.
All right, well.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's an interesting subject.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah. Well, no, this is really not a conversation about Dolly Parton. It's more of a conversation about celebrity, how people remember you, how the news cycles work, what people are interested in. I mean, look at just the touch of Michael Jackson. What's the story? Not his career, not his movies, not his hit number one songs, not his tours, the crimes he was accused of and never convicted of. That's where people go. And I think that's why people do not want to talk about things that they consider to be a negative.
Well, I mean, I don't think it makes really a difference. I mean, as far as his whole thing goes, it wasn't Michael Jackson. It wasn't, a medical condition. I mean, you know, that was an accusation. But, you know, we know about it nonetheless. And Dolly tried to hide her illness and, didn't get very far.
Well, no, she did, because it never came out while she was alive. So once you're gone, I don't think it matters. And it is kind of a side note in her career, because when she died, it was shocking to people, and it took a little bit of time for that to come out, and people don't know what kind it was or anything like that. What I'm talking about is when you're alive, if you announce that, that goes on the magazines. That it becomes a thing. It becomes a Googleable search. In her case, it wasn't, because the bigger story is that she died. So what she died of is there, but it's not the big story. All right, we're coming back right after this.
More edges to them, they have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating?